Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Friday, April 12th, 2024. The card we have is the Ace of Cups, another ace this week. And this one comes to us from the recently released Astral Mermaid Tarot by artist Danielle Norman. Moon continues in Gemini today, where it will square Saturn, which is in Pisces, square Mars, which is in Pisces, and sextile Mercury, which is currently retrograde in Aries. Taking into account that the Ace of Cups deals with the emotional realm, and we have so many heavy-duty energies going on here, it would be wise to, I don't want to say isolate, but at least avoid some interactions with women when it comes to your dealings for the day, because Saturn influence does have more to do with the female realm. You know, when I see this, it doesn't quite feel right. It almost feels like a deluge for some reason. But I don't think it's bad. However, with the Ace of Cups, with emotions, with Saturn, we can feel bad. What I want you to remember, especially with the sensitivity of Saturn in Pisces, is that these things don't last. You know, give yourself a little time, and you will feel better later in the day. Just know what different, you know, types of moon aspects are about, and don't let them get the better of you, because this is definitely one which can, you know, get to your emotions. You know, when it comes to Mars, just be careful, because it's very easy to make moves that aren't the right ones and be, you know, getting into arguments with people. Of course, you can salvage your day to some degree with the sextile between the Moon and Mercury. Recent Kazemi is no longer in play, but things bode well for some communication. Overall, even though this is a very creative, intuitive, you know, new beginnings kind of card, I would not push things in the direction of anything new, and I would not sign any important documents at this time. You still have a little ways to go before there really is a more of an all clear available to you. One of the things which is very important to note about the Ace of Cups is your perception, not just your emotional perception or how filled you feel emotionally by things, but how you perceive, because it is, after all, a cup. And I always say, you know, don't look at it as though it's half empty, all right, the pessimist. It could be half full, which is the optimist, but the realist says no matter how the cup is, it can always be refilled, all right? And that is what we need to remember at this time, because there are going to be things which bring us, you know, emotionally to a certain spot, and we have to figure out what will fill us along the way. We are getting closer to that day by day. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.